Some fine banjo playing there from Jerry O'Connor, and the piece was entitled Banish Misfortune, and I hope that that's what this programme does for you. Some fine Bowron playing as well, was there not? You know, the Irish drum, the Bowron, superb. And now the beauty of doing a programme like this, friends, because it sounds Irish, we can change the style, type and genre of almost every track. We're going to slow it down now, because this is a beautiful version of a song that you all know so well. It's performed here for us by Celtic Woman, but it's from a live recording. Take a listen to this. I think this is fabulous.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Cladder and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadow making hay, just to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play.
Celtic Woman, and a wonderful interpretation of Galway Bay. Earlier on in the programme, we were listening to Louise Morrissey pleading with Paddy Riley to come back to Bally James Duff in County Cavan. We're still in County Cavan with this track, the lovely clear voice of Eileen Donaghy and Doonaree.
If ever go to Ireland, I'm sure you will agree to take the road from Dublin town way down to Dunnery. And when you find the wishing well beyond the chestnut tree, in a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Dunnery with a sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of a leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home nevermore to roam is my dearest wish of all. And if you take the hilly path to the wood where bluebells grow, where we as barefoot children played so many years ago, you'll find the slumbering cow beside the water mill, in a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Dunnery with a sweetheart I once knew, stroll in the shade of a leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home nevermore.
Hasn't she got a lovely voice and a lovely accent as well? That was a big hit for Vera Lynn many years ago, but there, Eileen Donaghy and Dunnery. Now, I know I'm going to make one listener in New York very happy because she writes to me occasionally by email telling me about the programme and she says how much she likes Sonny Knowles. She emigrated to New York a good few years ago, but she was a big fan of Sonny Knowles and still is. So for Susan over there in New York, I'm going to give you a Sonny Knowles track that I haven't played before. And he's asking the question, how can you buy Killarney?
An American landed on Erin's Green Isle, and he gazed at Killarney with rapturous smile. How can I buy it? He said to his guide. I'll tell you how, with a smile he replied. How can you buy all the stars in the sky? How can you buy two blue eyes? How can you purchase a fond mother's sigh? How can you Cavalry. Nature bestowed all her gift with a smile. The emeralds, the shamrock, the blarney. When you can buy all these wonderful things, then you can buy Killarney. Such a wonderful landscape you never have seen. A jewel so rare, 'twould be fit any queen. Pride of old Erin, a joy to behold. Heaven on earth, far more precious than gold. How can you buy all the stars in the sky? How can you buy two blue eyes? How can you purchase a fond mother's sigh? How can you buy Killarney? Nature bestowed all her gifts with a smile. The emerald, the shamrock, the blarney. When you can buy all these wonderful things, then you can buy Killarney.
Sonny Knowles, and how can you buy Killarney? Susan, I hope, like me, you enjoyed that one. And we're staying in County Kerry because, friends, we're going back, way back in time for this next track. It's a beautiful song, beautifully sung. First of all, let me tell you, it's sung by a teenage Julie Andrews, would you believe? Yes. And she's singing the song The Kerry Dances, because Killarney's in County Kerry. And she's painting the picture where people used to go to the crossroads in the evening time and the piper would come and they'd play and they'd dance Irish dances. Listen to a very young sounding, I think this is a gorgeous recording of Julie Andrews and The Kerry Dances.
Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Was there ever a sweeter colleen in the dance than Ely Moore, or a prouder lad than Thady as he boldly took the floor? Lads and lasses, to your places, up the middle and down again, and the merry-hearted laughter ringing through the happy glen. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Time goes on and the happy years are dead, and one by one the merry hearts are fled. Silent now is the wild and lonely glen, where the bright glad laugh will echo ne'er again. Only dreaming of days gone by, in my heart I hear loving voices of old companions stealing out of the past once more, and the sound of the dear old music, soft and sweet as in days of yore. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness,
straight out of school. Julie Andrews, a far cry from the hills are alive with the sound of music, and her version of The Kerry Dances. Now, once again, it's changing the mood time. If you take two of the most popular Irish groups over the last number of years, and put them together, you make a good sound and tell a good story. This, for instance, we have the Dubliners and the Pogues. You remember the Pogues, they did the fairy tale of New York, the Christmas thing. Now here they're telling us about this crazy ship called the Irish Rover. There's a verse in it that I've never heard before, but it goes along at the rate of knots, this one. And I suppose with a ship, that's quite right. The Pogues, the Dubliners and the Irish Rover.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the laugh, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter, sir. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tiles, and the whole of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the Lee, there was Hogan from Kelsey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce of a work, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bund, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life, it's so lonesome by night and by day. that he longs for the shore, and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swill and putchin and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but out salt from the Irish rover. We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog.
And the ship struck the rock,
oh Lord, what a shock!
The boat,
it will turn right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
Quite the lyrics I'm familiar with, but they're the Pogues and the Dubliners telling us the story of the Irish Rover. Every so often on Sounds Irish, I play a track called Sail Away by Ronan Tynan, my favourite Irish male singer. I came across this track the other day and I'm quite excited about it because I've never heard this version before. It is, of course, Ronan Tynan's version of Danny Boy. And there is a verse at the beginning that I was never aware of. Standing over the grave of Danny Boy, painting the picture before he actually sings the song that we all know so well. Take a listen to Ronan Tynan, and particularly the verse at the beginning, as he sings Danny Boy.
The valley is hushed, the flowers are all dying, the meadow here is white with the winter snow.
Oh, Danny boy,
Deserved applause for the wonderful singing of Ronan Tynan, as I say, my favourite Irish male singer. The man has a wonderful voice, and as, like me, were you surprised pleasantly by the verse at the beginning. Well, most weeks on Sounds Irish, I'll play a Johnny McAvoy track, and sometimes I might even play two, because I'm the world's biggest Johnny McAvoy fan. I'm going to play one for you now, a song that is a memory jogger for me, because I can remember singing this in New York at an Irish centre many years ago. And look, I've told you the story before, and I'll tell you again another time. This is Johnny McAvoy telling us the story of the man who had to leave his village of Ferns in County Wexford and go to work in New York. But wherever he was, he never forgot his place back home and the old bog road that used to lead out of the village. Listen to Johnny as he sings his version of The Old Bog Road. It tells a lovely story. As I say so often, listen to the lyrics.
My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in them for the place where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from working cold and heat. But oh, to swing a scythe again in a field of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to journey back or own the king's abode, I'd rather see the hawthorn tree and the old bog road. My mother died last springtime, when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her waking was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled high beside her bed, and fern King's Church was crowded when the funeral mass was said. But here was I on Broadway, just building bricks by load. And they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. Life's a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth, and I'll do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what need for me to mourn? I'll go my way, I'll draw my pay, I'll smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, though bitter be the load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road.
Johnny McAvoy with an abridged version of the old bog road. Someday I must play you the full version and tell you the story about my experiences. But as I say, that's for another day. Friends, where I live at present is in Bray, County Wicklow, which is on the east coast of Ireland. We're actually just about 12 miles south of the capital city, Dublin. And of course, Dublin's on the coast. And Dublin has its own bay, the beautiful area of Dublin Bay stretching on the east coast. I had the good fortune of knowing as a friend the lady who wrote this next song. It's sung for us by Glenn Curtin. The lady's name was Mae O'Higgins. In fact, I'm not quite sure if she didn't write the song Doonaree that we heard from Eileen Donaghy early on. But she did write this one, and this was the most popular of her songs. Mae O'Higgins wrote the song Dublin Bay, sung for us beautifully here by Glenn Curtin.
I have traveled far over the ocean to a land that is wondrous and fair. But of my Dublin Bay I am dreaming, for my heart it will always be there. When shadows of evening are stealing and the lights of the city are gay, sure the light that I see in my memory are shining on my Dublin Bay. I have riches and rings on my fingers, but my loneliness I can disguise. How I long for the love light that lingers in the sunshine of soft Irish eyes. This song from from my heart I am singing. From a heart that's more lonely each day. Can it be I can only be dreaming of loved ones by my Dublin bay?
A nice version there. I haven't heard that one before. Glenn Curtin and his version of the Mayo Higgins song, My Dublin Bay. I think the original was done by a singer called Rose Brennan. Oh, way back in the day.